It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past.
This would be my walk-up song in baseball. Now up to bat.
No. Start this again, Gigi. Let me do this. The crowd's like.
Now, up to bat. Number 27. Darren Copeland.
It would take me like 30 seconds just to get to the. I'd be, you know, moonwalking. Spin, give me like a splits, you know, get up. With the bat on my shoulder.
Woo!
Tap off your cleats.
Woo! Yeah, tap the cleats.
You know where that would work? That would work in Japan. Like, I think they would appreciate that showmanship in Japan. Here, you just get drilled in the head every time.
Oh, totally.
You went up for bat.
You wouldn't even make it.
No.
You wouldn't even make it to the bat.
The pitcher would just throw the ball at you as you're walking into the box.
Yeah, hit the mascot.
They would hate it. Which is too bad because I think that would be fun. I wish baseball players enjoyed the game more.
I think that's a U.S. American problem. That's
right.
It's a U.S. American problem that they don't enjoy their sports because, you know, our mentality is like, sports, you know, be hard, work hard. You know, I mean, all these Gatorade
Role
commercials.
Model.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we got to
get ugly.
Yeah, yes, all that. And where, you know, like in South Korea, they're playing baseball and they're seeing how far they can bat flip it, you know, like whatever. You know, or in you know, Latin American countries,
They've
got salsa dancing contests and giveaway. I mean, it's like minor leagues, like giving away pigs and stuff. All of that.
Giving away pigs. That's fantastic.
But, I mean, you know, they have all of these different, I mean, they just have way more fun about it than others. But listen, they do have more fun. Like, I think they're starting to have more fun.
There's a new generation that's coming up, I think, that, I mean, you still have some younger generation kids who are like, no, it still has to be old school. But I think as a whole, baseball is starting to have a little more fun. They're not getting as, they're not as stoic as they were.
Well, take case in point what happened in Toronto today. Okay. So yesterday, the New York Yankees whooped up on the Toronto Blue Jays,
mm-hmm.
but during one of the plays, the third base coach for the Yankees was coming down the third base line, calling his guy to get home, and he was giving him and pulled a hammy,
mm-hmm. and fell down
and collapsed. I mean, which is, you know, what would happen if you pull it. I mean,
sure.
You know, having pulled a hammy, that's what happens. You fall down.
Right.
So the next day, so today, the Yankees went out for batting practice. And the Toronto Blue Jays ground crew had put a dead body chalk outline where the guy had fallen down.
Which is funny.
Which is hysterical.
That's good stuff.
I mean, it's awesome.
You know, I think the players are embracing it a bit more, too. You know, I still don't know that I would want to see someone dance their way out to the batting box.
If you want to be my lover.
To that song. That would, or to
Chuck
any
Nasty
song, really.
Comes out with the outfield.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
though.
But
that's
awesome.
That, listen, you gotta say that on the air.
Yeah, I know. I thought that maybe if I say that loud enough, you could just hear it through your mics.
But it's like the outfield and from the back out of nowhere. Like, but that song's awesome. It's awesome.
It's
a good
it's
song.
Awesome.
It is a good song. I like that
it's
song.
Totally radical.
I think. I don't know what my walk-up song would be. It would probably be. I don't want to go with like the regular. You know, AC/DC, Back in Black kind of thing. Maybe, you know what mine would be? Mine would be the opening of Sgt. Pepper's. Dun, da, dun, 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 dun.
Really?
Da, da.
You mean?
That'd be awesome.
You mean that song from the 1800s?
No, but that's, dun, 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 dun. Oh no, that's actually from.
I think that baseball and to some extent football has realized that they've kind of gone too far in this, like, rah, 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 sort of thing, where they're now really starting to lighten it up. Did you see that?
This is my walk-up music.
This would be a really good. This would be.
This would be a good one to walk up to.
Be a pretty good walk up.
Yeah.
It's not "Wannabe" by Spice Girls, but it's certainly up there.
Maybe mine should be find XTC, Dear Lord.
No.
Find XTC, Dear God, and let's see if that's a good walk.
Dear God, one. Don't find XTC.
Oh, it's a come on, man. You don't even know who they are. You've never heard the song. It's a good song. We're not going to play the whole thing. I just want you to. How's this for a walk up song?
Terrible. Terrible.
Oh, come on.
Terrible.
Kind of ominous.
No.
Dear God. The little kid singing the letter to God. Awesome. And then he'd be like, Dear God, please let me hit a home run. It's a good song, man. If you don't know XTC, you should listen to them.
Well, so was
they're
that,
a 90s
okay,
group.
So yeah, so that's what that so if you didn't hear, Tim Tebow, was that today or yesterday?
I don't know.
You guys want to know my walk up song?
Well, yeah. We should go Chi-Chi Portero's walk up. What's yours? Like,
dudes will step to you with a corner line, asking for your name, saying, what's your sign?
What's your sign?
Now, you know what? You know what your walk up song would be, Darren? It would either be something from like electronica or it would be It's Raining Men.
You know, It's Raining Men would be spectacular.
And you know, and it has nothing to do about your sexuality. I think
no.
Go with It's Raining Men because it would be so weird. Like in your head, that would be the funniest thing in the world.
Well, I just
you know what? People would love it.
Oh my God, totally.
People would freaking love it if
like that goes like dun 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 dun. And it's just that.
No, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's just like It's Raining Men. Like it starts with It's Raining Men.
Now batting, number 37, Darren Copeland.
We're your weather girl. Uh-huh. And have we got news for you?
Oh my God. This would be awesome. This would be so good. And you know people would just beat this up.
No, it have to start right there.
Starts right there.
It's rising. Just walking up.
You're just right
just
there.
Just taking my swings.
And you time it so by the time you get to the batting pit box.
Gotta stretch out a little bit.
It's
gotta rub
it's
a little bit
in.
More.
Yep. You're still hitting cleats
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you gotta knock on the rosin bag.
Yeah, you know, you're gonna
say what's up to the ump.
Step in. You say what's up.
What's up? How is it? Talk to the catcher. Here we go. Now you step in. Boom!
Hallelujah, it's raining
men. Dude, I'm telling you, man, that would be fantastic.
Well, see, I always think that they sort of take the – I feel like a lot of times they take the –
walk-up music?
Way too seriously.
Yeah.
Like the players do. The players are like, I want something that –
Yeah, it's like energizing and it's scary and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, or, you know, if they're Latino, they're playing some, you know, Latin – like Cargo and Alexia Marista and mm-hmm. Para all play, you know, like reggaeton, which is fun.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just got to be something that everyone knows because, seriously, if you're going to get people on your feet to get you ready for a It's Raining Men,
it would be spectacular. So it would be spectacular. It would be so out of place. People would be like, wait, is this? Because, you know, people would be, you don't really pay attention when you're at the ballpark to the walk-up music a lot of times. You're talking to people in between, you know, the batters and you're checking out what's going on around the stadium, but you're sitting there, beer in hand, you got a hot dog, you're talking to someone, all of a sudden that comes
it's
on.
It's raining men.
And you're going to be like, wait a minute, is that It's Raining
is
Men?
Is that the Weather Girls?
What is that? And then they'd totally be into it. Like people would actually pay attention to it and they would look forward to every time you come up and they would all sing along. Get the whole stadium to sing. It's raining, man. Like all at the same time.
Yes.
It would be cool,
see,
man.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, is that, is this the Weather Girls?
It is the Weather Girls.
Is this a walk-up song? Who's whose walk-up song is this? Oh, it's Darren Copeland. Okay, I guess that makes sense. It's raining, man! Hallelujah.
The best part, we see it all like the old men, like all like the 50, you know, like our guys our age, you know, with their kids.
Singing along.
Singing along. Sing along with their daughters.
Sure.
It's raining men.
Because we know the song. You know, that would be a blast. I would love that. Like, if I were a baseball player, I'd probably find, just like you, I'd probably find the most, weird music to walk up to. Or maybe something by, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that'd be fantastic. A Weird Al Yankovic
song. So, I've looked up some of the funniest walk-up music of all time.
Yeah. What is it?
These are just some of them. I just lost it. Oh, I just lost it. Okay, all so, right. No. So one guy in Oakland walked up to Careless Whisper.
That's fantastic. That's awesome.
Wait, the metal version or the original?
I think it's the real version. Oh, that's wonderful.
David Ross had Forever Young as his walk-up music this year.
Forever Young. I actually like this song. This is Natalie Imbruglia, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I was DJing at KBCO and this song got big.
Michael Morris used Take On Me.
I was just going to mention Take On Me. Like, I wonder if anybody does that. That's great.
Oh, my God. So good. Xavier Nady used to walk up to X Gonna Give It To You.
Oh, my God. All right. We'll get to more of this craziness when we get back. Broncos, by the way, have tied the game up on a long, beautiful pass from third stringer Kyle Sloter. It's Thursday. It's the Mile High Sports Radio. It's Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.